and who looked for a sign to prove what his friends had told him. And he got his sign. This week we hear of the two disciples walking the road to Emmaus with Jesus, and who at first failed to recognize him. They thought it was a ghost. They were confused. They were terrified. And seeing their confusion, Jesus explained all that the prophets had taught and the context of his life, his death, and his resurrection. And he gave them the understanding to see what had taken place. He gave them their aha moment. Aha, I finally get it. In a sense, he connected all of the dots for them, and they saw the entire picture. His appearance and his message re-energized and renewed his followers. This event today, and of course the pivotal Pentecost event, moved them to act and caused them to move out of hiding in upper rooms in dark, obscure places. It brought them out into the light of day, ready to challenge the establishment of that time, ready to challenge the might of the Roman Empire with the message of the risen Lord. Like the disciples, we are called to be re-energized, refocused, and reformed. All of our Easter readings invite us and call us to believe in and to share Jesus' saving message. This message echoes the theme of reforming our lives, turning from sin, and sharing God's word. We, each and every one of us, are called, and a call requires a response. It requires action. In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Peter tells us, repent to be converted. We're challenged to proclaim the mystery of faith and to be witnesses to what we believe. We must take the message of the risen Lord and make it an integral part of our lives. We must truly live what we profess. As we continue to celebrate this Easter season, the questions are, how do we reform our lives? How do we bring the message of Christ into our world? The answers are deep within each and every one of us. We need the courage to act. We need the courage to be witnesses for Christ and for his saving message. When the disciples thought that they were seeing a ghost, Jesus told them, touch me. Touch me and see that a ghost does not have flesh and bones as I do. We must reflect on this and ask ourselves how we are to reach out and to touch him, to touch Jesus in today's world. What shape and form does Jesus take today? How can we touch him? Is he not found in the form of the weaker members of our society? Can we not feel his flesh and his bones in a vulnerable child or in the ailing elderly? Is he not found in the handicapped, the homeless, the mentally and the physically challenged, and in the plight of the alien in a foreign land? Gandhi once said, if you don't find God and the very next person you meet, it's a waste of time looking for him further. John Wesley, the English founder of the Methodist movement, wrote this. He said, do all the good you can, in all the ways you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. Jesus tells us today to see him in every person we meet, and the rest is up to us. Jesus has given us the clues. He's given us the perspective. He's given us the direction that we should follow. Let us pray for the courage to be instruments of God's love to others. Let us allow God to use us. May we always be witnesses to the presence of the living God to all we meet. My friends, God loves you all. God bless you all.